news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Joe Biden will mark the eve of his 100th day in office with his first address before a joint session of Congress, 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday night. For the first time ever, two women will sit behind the president, who will also for the first time say the words, Madam Vice President, as he begins his speech. The president will introduce the American Families Plan. That's a $1.8 trillion bundle of proposals that includes four more years of free education, universal preschool for 3 and 4 year olds, and 2 years of free community college. It would also provide additional assistance to low-income students by increasing Pell Grants. It'll also provide direct support to children and families and extend the tax cuts under the American Rescue Plan that benefit lower and middle-income workers and families. There's a lot more. For instance, the American Families Plan will also extend the expanded health insurance tax credits. Those credits are providing premium relief that's lowering health insurance costs by an average of $50 per person per month for 9 million people. It'll also enable 4 million more uninsured people to gain coverage. The plan would also create a national comprehensive paid family and medical leave program, and will ensure workers get 3 days of bereavement leave per year, starting in year one. It'll also reform our broken unemployment insurance system. It would extend the child tax credit increase in the American Rescue Plan through 2025 and make the child tax credit permanently fully refundable. It is ambitious. It would be paid for by increasing the top tax rate and capital gains tax and by cracking down on IRS enforcement of tax evaders. Of course, President Biden will tout the great progress made in the last 100 days in the fight against COVID and for vaccinations, as well as the ARP and, oh yeah, checks in the mail. Only 200 invited guests will be in attendance due to COVID restrictions. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will deliver the Republican response, and Jamal Bowman, the freshman congressman from New York, will deliver a progressive response as well. Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is reintroducing three policing bills she hopes will end up in the bipartisan package that lawmakers have been fine-tuning for weeks as pressure mounts to pass meaningful police reform legislation. The most significant of these bills would establish an independent federal agency to investigate deaths in police custody, officer-involved shootings, and use of force that results in severe bodily injury. Meanwhile, incidents of non-lethal use of force are getting more attention, like in a federal civil lawsuit filed against four officers in North Carolina, alleging that they grabbed a black woman by her hair and pulled her out of her SUV during a 2019 traffic stop in New Jersey. Two officers are facing civil rights charges for allegedly assaulting an Arab teenager and then lying about that on a police report. And on it goes. On Tuesday, the FBI confirmed that it was launching a civil rights investigation into the killing of Andrew Brown Jr., a 42-year-old black man killed by sheriff's deputies in Pasquotank County, North Carolina. His family's attorney said that a private autopsy showed that a deputy fired a, quote, kill shot to the back of the head as Brown sat in his car outside his home in Elizabeth City shortly after deputies arrived to serve search and arrest warrants connected to felony drug charges. Attorneys and local officials also called for the release of more body cam video after the family was allowed to see just a 20-second clip on Monday. And it keeps happening. This time, police in Alameda, California, released footage of the events leading to the death of Mario Gonzalez. He's a 26-year-old Latino man who died after officers knelt on his back and shoulder until he became unresponsive. The video contradicts officials' original account of the confrontation. Three officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. President Biden has nominated the sheriff of Harris County, Texas, an outspoken critic of the Trump administration's immigration policies, to be director of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Ed Gonzalez was a Houston police officer for nearly 20 years. He's been the sheriff of one of the nation's most populous and most diverse counties since 2016. He publicly criticized Trump's policies during the former guy's term for focusing on immigrants who did not pose public safety threats. ICE has not had a director confirmed by the Senate since 2017. All right, here's what those of us who are vaccinated have been waiting for. The CDC on Tuesday revised its guidance on coronavirus precautions, saying that those who've been fully vaccinated can safely go without masks when walking, jogging, or cycling outdoors, or when dining with friends and family at outdoor restaurants. The new recommendations apply starting 2 weeks after people received their final dose of an approved coronavirus vaccine. The change came after rising pressure on public health authorities to relax mask mandates for people who are outside, where social distancing is easier, and breezes quickly disperse airborne virus particles. More than 52% of eligible people have received at least one dose. The CDC has released new outdoor mask guidance, saying fully vaccinated people can forego face coverings at small outdoor gatherings or when dining outside with friends from multiple households. Unvaccinated people, according to the CDC, should still wear masks for such events, and even fully vaccinated people should take similar precautions in larger, denser outdoor settings. President Biden touted the new guidelines as a reason all Americans should get vaccinated. Another day, another mass shooting. One woman was killed, and a three-month-old baby was left in serious condition after an unidentified gunman opened fire on a group of children playing in Richmond, Virginia on Tuesday evening. According to the police chief, the shooter opened fire on the group outside an apartment complex before someone else returned fire and the gunman fled. The victims are believed to include the baby and two adult women, one of whom has died. The shooter is still on the run. Police are appealing for information. And I wonder what the president will say about guns in tonight's speech. While the popularity of the United States has improved significantly among several U.S. allies since President Biden entered the White House, this according to a Morning Consult survey released Tuesday. The most dramatic swing took place in Germany. On January 20th, only 24% of Germans viewed the U.S. favorably. 2 months later, that number increased to 46%. Australia, Canada, France, Italy, Japan, Spain, and the U.K. all saw double-digit jumps as well, while Mexico registered an 8% increase. Among the 14 nations surveyed, only China reported a notable downward trend, though it's possible that would have happened regardless, considering the state of affairs between Washington and Beijing. Biden has made a point of telling other countries, America is back. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.